Welcome back to Community Connection. But now I've got with me Nadine Cloonan, and we've spoken to Nadine this time last year, but she's very involved with the Healesville Music Festival. I'll ask her what she actually does. I think she's a musical festival director. So welcome, Nadine.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Good to have you along. Nadine, first of all, when is it this year?
So the festival will be happening November 11 to 13, and it's held at the Healesville race course. So that's the one where they race the horses, not the dogs, and that's opposite the RACV club.
11 to 13th of November.
That's right, yeah. So we kick off Friday afternoon with a welcome to country, and this year we've got Thane Garvey, who's a Wurundjeri man, coming in to do our welcome to country, which we're very grateful for Thane coming in to join us. And then we'll be kicking off with our music, and we'll have five acts that'll take us all the way through to midnight. And yeah, we're one of those festivals where we
keep the place rocking, hey?
Well, we'll always start off, like, for example, on our Saturdays. Friday night is quite an upbeat session, you know, because we're starting off that little bit later. But then on the Saturday, 8 a.m, we'll kick off with Poets Breakfast, and they run for 2 hours, and everyone can get up there and share their poets. We'll get a lot of bush poets, which is really lovely, and they're quite often incredible people who put these momentous poems to memory, and they're often very funny as well. So yeah, we'll have that, and we'll have a couple of community groups running our breakfast there on Saturday and Sunday morning. Yeah, doing a little barbecue for us, which is great. So that, you know, that's an opportunity to support those community groups if you come down and watch the poetry. And then the music component of the day kicks off again at about 10 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. And on Saturday we run through until midnight again. Yep. And Sunday it's 8 a.m. till 7 p.m. So they're huge days of
terrific, aren't
they? Musical and musical content, and then, like I say, there's also the poetry, and we do workshops as well, because quite often people come to the festivals and they, you know, they play instruments themselves, but perhaps they're not at a professional stage, or maybe they are, but a lot of them, you know, they're just happy to come along and perhaps learn from artists that they admire and get some tips and hints on either their playing or their singing or songwriting. So we'll be running those workshops as well, and then we also have got lots of community groups that come and join us. One of the most exciting that's been with us for quite a few years now is called Soulsville, and that's about 40 community members. Some are professional musicians, others are professional singers, and they form a massive choir, and they do all these sort of gospel inspired numbers. Yep. They kick off our Sunday morning music program from about 10, and it's really a wall of sound, and it's so incredibly uplifting, and you don't have to be a religious or spiritual person to just be completely moved by, the power of the songs that they're performing. And, it's a great way to get your community involved. So Catherine Nolan is the person to speak to if you're interested in being part of Soulsville. And then other community groups come along and, play drums and do other things as part of the festival. And then we have also the professional acts that are booked to come in. But you have an opportunity to perform yourself if you come along, because we have a festival choir run by the wonderful Margaret Crichton, and she runs choirs at festivals all around the country. And so if you go and do a few rehearsals with Margaret, and then you get your opportunity to hit the big stage of the festival on Sunday afternoon. But I feel, and we have a children's program as well, so, you know, bands for the kids and activities, and Bella the bookworm, who just sits around under the trees and reads lovely books to the kids and gets them dancing. So it's we're very much a family.
Well, it's a family affair, isn't it?
Yeah, and look, predominantly our I'd say the people that come along are families or perhaps an older demographic. If you look at the people that are playing, well, the artists themselves might be in their 20s and 30s, they're folk artists. Yep. and they're beautiful singer-songwriters, and some of them, you know, like we've got one band, the Seducifines, that are about, they're in their 20s, and they all play different brass instruments, and it's a really huge Balkan dance party. It attracts a different crowd, I suppose, than what you might find.
It's not a pub group, is
it? That's right. Yeah, it's a very gentle festival, I would describe it as, and lots of joy joy, and everyone sort of looks out for each other. And we have about 100 volunteers from the local area that come and help us out over the weekend. So, it's, yeah, it's really wonderful.
All right. Welcome back to Community Connections. I'm talking to Nadine. You want to talk us about Michael Waugh?
Yeah, sure, Alan. So Michael Waugh, we're very happy that he'll be joining us at the festival this year in November. He's a Golden Guitar winner, I think multiple Golden Guitars, and he's just the most incredible songwriter and human, actually. He's one of those songwriters that hits you in the heart because he writes about the things that he cares about, like his family and his town, and he's a school teacher, and you know, I think he's at one of the Bluestone colleges in the city. Is it Scotch? Scotch. Yeah, yep. But apparently they're not immune to the bullying and things that go on in all kinds of schools. So he sings about that. He's just an amazing man. Beautiful.
Is he a local person from here originally? Do you know?
No. He's actually from Hayfield, and I know that because the first song that Michael released as a professional singer, and it's got to be about 15 years ago now, was Hayfield Girl, which he wrote for his mum when she was going through a really big fight with cancer. And he wrote this beautiful song, and it was sort of he sings it also from his dad's perspective, like a love song, and it's just the most beautiful song. And yeah, I was at the Malden Folk Festival. I am the director of the Healesville Music Festival, but I also attend folk festivals in other towns, and them all.
You pinch ideas too.
We all share artists, I suppose, but we all support what we do. We understand the value of what we bring to our areas. Yep. Some lovely friends of mine, the Hannafords, were in a songwriting competition with a beautiful song, and I just thought, they've got this sewn up, you know. And then Michael Waugh came on and he sang this beautiful song, Hayfield Girl, and in it he talks about how the cancer takes her hair and whatever, and how his dad still tells his mum she's the most beautiful woman, and we're all just crying.
He swept, he won
the judges' hearts as well, and he won that day. But and I've definitely been a big fan of his ever since, and so we're so thrilled that he'll be coming to our festival in November.
Right, great. Now, in a minute, we're going to listen to The River of Gold by the Weeping Willows. So they're a group you can tell us a bit about.
Yeah. So they're a Melbourne duo, husband and wife. And they are making huge waves on the festivals around Australia, but also in America. They do have that Americana kind of sound. Both play instruments, but beautiful harmonies, and their songwriting. They think that sometimes they have some, I guess, dark themes, but it's never. They're just such a joy to watch. It never feels like they're bringing the mood down or anything like that. Yeah, lovely couple, and beautiful instrumentation and singing, and just a joy to watch. And at our festival, as it is in smaller town festivals as well, you'll meet the artists. So when they come off the stage, they'll go side of stage, and they'll love to have a chat with you, and they'll probably love you even more if you think, well, I might buy a CD or a record, or because it's a hard slog for musicians, and particularly for independent unsigned musicians.
Well, particularly a lot of these too with COVID, like any gigs they had would have disappeared for 2 years,
as did our festival, it's been the hardest time for them, and then to stay relevant, and to stay motivated when every opportunity for performance was taken away with you. Some artists adapted quite well and went online, and I think for others, the technology was against them, and people in the Yarra Valley will probably understand when I say that our internet is not often.
It can let us down.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm in Chum Creek, and we struggle. And, it was a difficult time for a lot of them. So we're just so thrilled to be back with our festival and to be providing this opportunity for Australian artists to perform.
And it's good for us to support the people, because a lot of these artists, I mean, the big-time artists get paid a lot of money, but a lot of these artists don't make a lot of money at their gigs. And then if you go 2 years without a gig, it's a long, long while.
Exactly. And, I'll just say that... So the Weeping Willows, they also won a Golden Guitar this year. They're amazing. But we'll still call them professional musicians because they are being paid to perform. But most people have a day job to support their music habit.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah.
All right, Nadine, I believe that apart from starting Friday night, there is camping available up there too for the weekend, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, Alan. So as everyone would know, the Yarra Valley has a plethora of beautiful accommodation options, including the RACV Club, which is opposite where we hold the event. But yeah, we do offer camping. It's just a nice, affordable option for families. So children 13 years and younger have free entry with parent or guardian to the festival and free camping as well. So it's just, you know, it's, we just ask for $30 and then it helps pay for our, for up to three nights and then that pays help.
Well, $30 for three nights.
Yeah, that's right.
Gee, that's cheap. $10
a night. Yeah, I think so too. But yeah, and then that helps us pay for our toilet and shower facilities that we have to hire. So this year we've got a great big semi-trailer coming in that will, provide good facilities, and it comes with its own attendant. So that's wonderful. They'll be nice and clean for everyone. We're really happy to offer that. It just gives a lovely vibrancy also to the festival because we...
you want it to be family affair.
That's right. We feel like our own little festival town, for those 3 days. And, a lot of people really enjoy a lot of them hang in their campsite for quite a bit, and they, big groups come with family and friends and they circle the wagons and they all catch up.
And they can sit and listen, no doubt, from where they
are. Yeah, that's right. And come over when they want and, enjoy the bands that they want.
And I guess there's two things. They can either bring their own food, can't they, as far as breakfast and that?
Completely.
There's going to be food vendors there, I'll bet.
Yeah, that's right, Alan. Yep. Yeah, so, people are more than welcome to bring their own food. And, most people will cater for at least their breakfast. But we've got some wonderful food trucks coming along this year, some different ones as well. And we found... through experience that in the community that, we have a lot of vegetarian and vegan people as well. And so we've made sure that we've got them really well catered for this year. We've got some wonderful people coming up from Warburton with their tempura mushrooms, which will be awesome. And some other people bringing some Middle Eastern food. And then we've got Indian food. We're really
Can't
well catered
wrong.
For. Yeah, it's just so nice. And But the event is licensed, and that's part of our fundraising. So we are a volunteer-run charity, and so any funds that we make, it just all goes back into
it's
our community.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, and to run further events. And we try and fundraise every year for Chum Creek Primary School. They've got 60 students in a limited capacity to raise funds. Yep. It's really hard, and schools still have to, which is incredible to me. But so we fundraise for the school as well.
Oh, that's terrific. Mm. And I guess the other thing is too that it's a great opportunity for the family to spend, or for people to spend money in Hillsville, because apart from being at the festival, they can go down the street and get stuff as well too.
Exactly right. And we encourage people to, we're so close to the main street, get out and enjoy the town and check out our beautiful art galleries and cafes and different wineries and distilleries and things that are in breweries that are around the town, if that's your thing.
When did you start planning this? Like how much preparation goes into the festival?
Yeah, look, it's 12 months essentially. So we finish one and we start the next. Of course, this year we're coming back from 2 years without a face to face festival.
I guess one of those, you did a lot of planning too for nothing, didn't you? Because you didn't know it was going to disappear.
Yeah, which is why. So essentially, the people, the great majority of the people that you see on the stage this year, we've been trying to have, play for us since 2020. Yeah. So we've honoured those contracts, and we're so thrilled that it's going ahead. We did take advantage of the state government's COVID insurance, so if we have to cancel, we'll still be able to pay our performers and give people back their ticket money and all of those things. But let's not talk
positive.
About it.
Let's be
That's
positive.
Right. You can buy tickets by the day as well.
Nadine, I got to ask you this, and quite a lot of these artists that people are going to support are actually either local people or have been local people, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of them, have lived and worked in the Yarra Ranges area. A lot of artists, and this is probably relevant to musicians from all over Australia, a lot move into the city because there's music 7 nights
a week.
Well,
that's where the gigs are, aren't they?
That's right. But a lot of them have played out here as well, you know, and we never have any shortage of people wanting to come out and play at our festival.
And we were saying off air before that we've got to remember that a lot of these artists have been 2 years without really much in the way of income. A lot of people have been able to work from home, but a lot of these artists just couldn't work from home. So, no. I mean, it's great that the festival's on again, and it's really... We really should get out and spend some money to hear these people because, let's face it, it's been a real drought to some of them.
Oh, completely. Yeah. And I just ask people to go in with a bit of an open mind and heart and ears because you may look at our poster and think, well, I actually don't know any of those bands.
Yep.
And just look at that as a bit of a gift. I can tell you that every person involved in running festivals in regional Victoria and Australia, they're all music lovers. They all want to put on the very best show for you.
I was just going to say that you're not going to put on a rubbishy show because no one's going to come back this
year. That's right. Yeah. You know, and of course, as with anything, the best advertising is word of mouth, and that comes from people enjoying what you do. So, you know, I just say to people, it's so carefully curated, and you know, we really do pick the very best of the musicians that apply, and you're going to have a wonderful time, and you might just fall in love with another, you know, something else, something completely different that you thought you'd never enjoy. But there's something special about being able to meet the artist as well, and you know, that can't be taken
that's
for
true.
Granted.
Yeah. Like you go to these big gigs in the city, you can't meet them.
No,
the security there to make sure you don't get too close.
Well, that's right. Yeah. You know, even at Rochford, you know, they put on wonderful concerts there. But yeah, you're not going to get close to Elton John or
no.
He's not going to meet you down the bar for a drink
and talk to you about the parts of their lives. And that's just
right.
Not going to happen.
So. Yeah.
And again, of course, too, that we need to keep mentioning that it is family friendly. It's no matter how young the children are, to be part of it, it's a real family event. It's not mum and dad trying to palm the kids off
and
go away for the weekend.
Yeah, some might want to, but I would just say don't. It's not one of those events where we're not encouraging children there. We love having the children there. That's the future of music, and it's the future of live music and audiences. You know, so we're very aware that it's important, and there's lots of spaces for kids and families to go and chill out if they need to, and you know, then they can camp on site and they can head off to the quietness if they need to a bit earlier than others, but you know, the kids
back
can have
to
a full
tent
day
or
too.
Or van or
yeah,
do whatever
exactly.
They want to.
Yeah.
And you never know who you'll meet there is from Hillsville and surrounding areas. So
that's
obviously
right.
People come from a long way
yeah,
too.
Yeah. And look, something you might know about Alan is that you know, the great sort of grey nomads as they're called. They travel Australia and there's a whole cohort of them that go from festival to festival, and they come and they come back every year, apart from the last two, obviously, but they, you know, and they volunteer with us and they all meet up. They all know which festival they're going to next, and it's so wonderful, and they really like our festival family, and it's just, and they like take great pride in everything they do, helping us with the event, and yeah, I just love it. It's a really, anyway, that's my retirement plan also.
I can't remember how many, but there's something like 100,000 people, nomads, on the road at any given day.
Amazing.
It's in fact, I think it's probably grown. I remember interviewing someone about it, and I think it's probably grown.
Yeah.
So there's under 100,000 people just mooching their way around Australia.
Yes, and let me tell you, they're not just sitting in a caravan park watching other people pack up caravans and drinking Chardonnay. You know, they're coming to festivals and volunteering and helping out all across the country. They're wonderful.
Oh, welcome back, and I'm talking to Nadine from the Hillsville Music Festival. It's coming about between the 11th and 13th of November. Nadine, I know we've talked a lot about it being a family affair, and that's one of the great things that people can just get out.
Mm.
But it's also a case of, particularly if you're camping and that up there, that you can just go down, listen to what you want to listen to, and then you can wander back to your camp or your motel or something, and then you can just go back again a couple of hours later, doesn't you? You're not stuck there from 8 in the morning through till midnight at night or whatever.
But I do love those festival warriors that do the 8 a.m. to midnight with me, because I'll be there. But no, of course not. You know, you get your little wristband to keep on for the weekend, and then you just come and go as you please. And you know, we're blessed to live in this amazing part of the world, and there's so much to see and do. And you know, I'd encourage everyone to get out to at least one mountain walk or something while they're here.
And there'll be plenty of coffee vans here too, won't there?
That's right. Yeah. You've got got a great choice of food. But like I say, you know, to keep the costs down for everyone, you're very welcome to bring your own food along.
And how many bands have you got over the weekend?
Yeah, so we've got 24 bands, and we have 43 individual performances. So most bands will perform at least twice. Some will perform three times. Some might perform twice and then do a workshop. So yeah, there's lots of opportunity to see the acts. And like I say, we've got a couple of, you know, kids specific bands. So we have three venues. They're named for the local mountains. So we have the Monda Muse, Juliet's, which is our more acoustic venue. Yep. Monda's our main stage. Juliet's is our acoustic venue. And then we have Little Joe's, which is for our little kids. Yeah.
And obviously you've got special entertainers for the little kids.
Yeah, we do. So there's a wonderful Yarra Rangers band called the Mask Gully Fellas. And they also have an act called the G-Wids Kids Show with a dancing cow, because that's what all the best bands have, is a dancing cow. And so they sing great songs for the kids. They'll be there doing a couple of shows. Tim Woods, and the Dirty Shoes, he'll be there with his band, and he does wonderful children's he does some wonderful children's entertainment as well. And we have Bella the Bookworm, and also Michael Crichton, who goes to all the festivals in Victoria and makes amazing balloon animals.
That's terrific. Yeah.
Kids always love that.
That's terrific. Dean, we've talked all about the music festival, and we want people to go up there. They should go up and support these people, particularly artists who haven't earned any money in the last plenty of years, but also it's a great family event. But we haven't told them how they can buy their tickets. So.
Yes, thank you, Alan. Very important. So there's a few ways to get your tickets. If you're happy to pre-purchase, and I understand that in these times not everyone is, but if you are happy to pre-purchase, then you can head to our website, which is healesvillemusicfestival.com.au. That's a nice, easy way you'll go to the ticketing page, and it'll take you straight through to Humanitix, and you can order your tickets there. Or otherwise, you're welcome very much to turn up on whichever day, and we can sell you some tickets at the gate. And I'll just let everyone know that we are a fully accessible festival, and companion cards and all concession cards are accepted, but come and buy your ticket from us at the festival office so we can do that all properly for you.
Yep. And again, it's on November the 11th to the 13th. You need to put some time aside.
Yeah.
And they can come from Friday afternoon right through until Sunday evening.
Absolutely, yeah. And so we'll accept our campers into the campground from Friday midday, and then the music will start at about 6 p.m. And then we'll you can camp with us on Sunday night as well. So if you don't have to hurry off, you're welcome to stay around. And we always have, for our volunteers, a nice little incentive. We have a little volunteers after party when the final act's finished, and all in accordance with RSA, we finish off the kegs.
Are you still looking for volunteers, or are you pretty set for volunteers?
No, I'd love a few more.
So how are they going to volunteer?
Yeah, again, go to the website, and there's a little Get Involved tab.
Which is healesvillefestival.com.au.
Yeah, healesvillemusicfestival.com.au. Yep, I'd love a few more volunteers. And we just ask for 2 by 2 hour shifts, so it's 4 hours. So I sort of look at that as, you know, if we were paying people at minimum wage rates, what they would be earning and in order to get their ticket. So we're quite reasonable. If you've volunteered at other festivals, you know, that's pretty a nice deal there, and you get your 3-day ticket.